being that you are an NQT plus one, could you just briefly describe the process you went through and what was involved in terms of passing your NQT year?
So in terms of passing, it was, I had six observations across the year, I think, including a couple of re-observations in there. So I think I was up to about eight or nine official observations by the end of the year, putting together a folder of evidence on top of what you've already done in your training year. That can really be a drain, because obviously when you're training, you've got a lot more time on your hands to sort of get together that evidence. That was quite a difficult process, as well as, which was helpful, having weekly NQT meetings with a mentor. Mm-hmm. So that was good. So the process all in all is picking up the timetable goes up a lot, still trying to put together that folder of evidence, still keeping on top of having meetings, and just making sure you're ticking off your standards as you go along, at every possible chance.
And how useful did you find having those weekly mentor meetings that you mentioned with your teaching mentor?
Yeah, they were really helpful actually, because it wasn't just sort of a time to sit and moan about what's happened within our department. Part of it obviously is that, because you can't escape that relationship if you've got a good mentor. That's part of it. But part of it also is setting targets. Okay, so last week you ticked off that standard. Okay, we've done that. So now what are we going to do in terms of looking to the future? So not only set the target, but also how are you going to do that? And I think that's the most important part. I think that's what gets lost when you become an actual teacher, is self-development. So it's good for another whole year to have that element of self-reflection, self-development, and how can I possibly improve myself.
Mm-hmm.